out the podcast on the RTE Radio Player app.
Now, I'm delighted to say Irish Olympian and Alliance Ambassador Rashida Adeleke joins us after making history in Paris this summer, becoming the first Irish woman to reach an Olympic sprint final. And with thanks to Alliance Global and local partners of the Olympic movement, who, of course, recently announced the renewal of their partnership with the OFI last month, Rashida joins us here on Game On. Rashida, first and foremost, how are you? How's the body after competing in the Olympics and the small matter of a Diamond League meeting as well?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much. No, I'm good. Just trying to get back to the schedule and reset.
I can imagine. Have you had a moment to, before we talk tactics and race tactics and how it kind of played out, to just actually sit down, exhale, and just soak it all in and reflect?
Kind of. But honestly, I feel like I just wanted to move past it, if anything. I think I just wanted to move on to the next thing and just try to keep being competitive. And like, I'm really, really also looking forward to next season as well, because each time that I do something and I try something new, I'm like, okay, this doesn't work, this does work. So it gives me so much motivation to know what I'm going to change, what I'm going to do going forward. So no, yeah, I did get time to like get a little breather, you know, look and reflect on what happened. But like, now I'm excited for the future and just looking forward.
So is that your mentality? The past can't be changed, the future can only be affected, and that's what I'm going to do?
Yeah. So at this point, you know, I've done my sopping, I've done my, you know, looking, my reflecting, and, you know, I'm just very focused on the future, laser focused, just knowing what I need to change, knowing what I can do. And I've had this chat with my coach as well. And yeah, I think the future is bright.
So when you say you've done your reflecting, are you the kind of person that can pull up after they cross the line and think, oh, should have, could have, would have? Or do you have to go and watch it to see what you need to change?
No, I'd know crossing the line, like what I could have, should have, and done. But like, sometimes it's like, that's all you had anyway. So in the moment, if I was put in that situation again, there'd be a high likelihood that I'd probably do the exact same thing again. And like, or even if I did change it, that might not have even changed the outcome. So it's more so about just moving past it and knowing what I can do in the future to be better. And sometimes that's going to take a long time. Like, it's more like long term and instead of short term. Like, maybe what I do in 2 weeks might not even change anything, but what I do in 2-3 months will. So it's about more so the long term effect, I guess.
You're so young. So how hard is it to... That's a very oldish person statement, or an experienced person statement, to think that it's so long term. How can you see that at such a young age, to know that that progression is going to take time, a long time? How come you're so mature? How can you see that?
I guess I have no choice but to see it that way. Otherwise, I'd probably like go crazy trying to think back on what I could have, should have done, or like what I can do in the next 2 weeks to become a global superstar. So I have to adapt that mentality and able to pretty much stay sane and stay true to the process, because I know when people would always be like, oh, you're so much younger than them and you have so much more experience to do. I know what I'm capable of now, but I also recognize that I do have a lot of developing to do and experience to be gained. So I understand that it's going to take time to achieve those things. And even though now there's people who might be 21 or 22 or 20 achieving their goals and, you know, becoming Olympic champions, so it's possible, but it's just not everyone has the same route, and it might take me a little bit longer, and that's okay as long as I get there eventually.
You mentioned trying to stay sane and process it all. Is that more difficult, having patience, giving the extra attention now that you kind of have to somewhat block out as well?
Yeah, and I think I've somewhat like set a standard. So that can be a good thing, but it can also be a hard thing to work with, because people are going to have a certain expectation of me and my performance. So when I don't perform to my best abilities, or, you know, sometimes just have a bad day in the office, some people obviously are going to develop their own opinions. So it's sometimes you cross the line and you're like, oh, that was not good. Like, and it's just important to just move past it and not be too fazed about what people are going to think, because they don't know what happens behind the scenes. Nobody knows what happened before the race. Nobody knows what happened at training. Nobody knows if you were sick, if you had other issues that you've been dealing with. They only see what happens on the track. So that's why I feel like it's really important to be patient and to just keep going regardless, because people are going to say what they want to say, but it's about how I deal with it and how I move forward, essentially.
In a roundabout way, you're saying everybody's human.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone is human. Everyone has their own things that they deal with. And at the end of the day, like, I'm obviously an athlete and I've achieved everything that I have achieved. But, you know, I go through my own things as well. And I'm just literally experiencing things for the first time. And each day I'm getting better and I'm going to be able to apply the things I learn to how I make decisions and what I do in the future. So
are you enjoying it?
I am. You know, there's times I enjoy it more than others, definitely. And there's times where I'm not having so much fun. But the whole process and the whole, I guess, experience of being an athlete, this is just what it is. And I really wouldn't have it any other way, because I love what I do. And that's pretty much what keeps me going, because I really wouldn't want to be doing anything else at this moment. So, yeah.
What's the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome in terms of learning curves now when you do look at the foreseeable future of your career?
I think experience is a big thing. So I've experienced a lot this year. We change a lot of things with my coach, and we're trying to see what works and what doesn't work. So I think that's going to be a big indicator in what we're going to do in the future. And honestly, I'm new to this at the same time. This 400 meter, just being a professional athlete, the traveling, there's just so many new things that I've yet to figure out exactly how I'm going to take going forward. But I'm just a whole learning process. So each year I'm getting better physically and mentally and knowing how to deal with certain situations. So I think that's just part of the game. And in the future, I'll be able to make like well-calculated decisions based on these things.
Every day is a school day, essentially. What have you done that you wouldn't do again? Be it traveling, be it diet, be it training. What have you learned that you thought, definitely not doing that again?
Oh, probably... what have I done this year that I wouldn't do again? I probably would take more time to do the experimenting earlier on. I feel like with this season, I opened my season in the 400 really late, and we were doing I was trying to do everything this year. I was trying to do the 1, 2, the 60, the 4, and do it all. I think other things, like, it's good to maybe focus on certain things and make sure that it's right for the plan. And that's like what me and my coach were talking about too. And I also would probably go easier on myself, like mentally too, and not get to like beat myself up too much, because that definitely doesn't help. And move past it and just keep working hard regardless of the circumstances. Another thing would be, those probably be the main things, honestly. I feel like everything else that I changed was for the better. Like, I definitely got on top of a lot of things I wasn't really on top of in college, like my nutrition, my hydration, my sleep, and all the external factors when it comes to performance. So I wouldn't really change any of those. I definitely did nail those down pretty well this year. And if anything, I just improved those.
Just a slightly different schedule, a different way of going about it. But you say not being hard on yourself. The disappointment teach you that you're being too hard on yourself?
Sometimes. Like, I think the way I'm wired as a person, I'm always going to be disappointed with a bad performance, but not letting that kind of overtake me in certain scenarios. There's a lot of times where I'll probably dwell on it too long and I'll let it mess with my head a bit. And I probably will try to have a different outlook in the future. And I think that's also coming from college. Like, I was so used to, you know, winning and like doing really well in college. This is a whole different realm. So I brought that college mentality to the professional world, which is it's different in the professional world. Like, it's usually someone different wins all the time. And especially when you're in different events, like, it's, you need to move on really quickly and change things and decide what you're going to change and make it better for next time.
You've still won Diamond League meeting left in Brussels in the 13th of September now. So what, I suppose, are the goals that you'd be looking to hit?
I'm going to meet my coach today, and it's just to keep going forward, to try and put a better performance every time I step on the track. And, you know, it's just about, at this point of the season, just going out there, being healthy, and let's put on a good show, and that's hopefully what we're going to do.
And just, I know you don't reflect as well, but it was just, it occurred to me when you're talking about kind of the learnings and that mental fatigue that athletes can all also suffer as well. A lot of Irish fans looking on, and it's very topical, it's in the news, with the sanctions imposed on Bahrain in particular. And listen, like, Thomas Barr has spoken out about it. Sarah Lavin has said that the timing of the announcement was sickening, that they've banned athletes for 12 months but allowing them to bring 10 athletes to the Paris Olympics. Like, when you look at that, I know you concentrate on your own performances and yourself solely, but is enough being done by the Athletics Integrity Unit, in your opinion?
I definitely think if the consequences were raised in anything pertaining to a doping violation, people would definitely rethink their decisions when it came to even considering missing tests. Or, I don't know, missing tests, you can definitely miss tests by accident, but bans pertaining missing 3 tests or doping or voluntarily and intentionally, people will definitely change their mind regarding those situations. Because if you had more lifelong consequences and, you know, penalties that would really, really affect you as a person and not just result in you missing out on competing for 3 years, which some people would see as a sustainable risk to take, I think that would definitely change a lot of people's minds if they were ever considering to break any of the rules regarding doping. So harsher sanctions would work pretty well, probably.
Yeah. Is it a personal frustration? Because I know from even chatting to people who were over in Paris supporting you and watching on athletics fans throughout the years, considering Aidan Nasir was in your race as well and you finished fourth, does it highlight the fact a bit more for you on a personal level?
Not really, honestly. I don't really read into all of those things because I don't know what people do in their own time. And if they haven't been, like, convicted of actually... Not convicted, but if they haven't been proven to actually have done anything wrong, I can't do anything about that. I have no say in what happens. Everybody's going to do what they want to do at the end of the day, and I just have to focus on myself because I can control what somebody decides to do or put in their body. And, you know, as of now, everybody in that final was clean, so I just have to take what it is. But of course, you never know what's going to happen in the future, but as of now, that's just how it is, and I'm just going to roll with that.
That milk is spilled and can't be put back in the bottle. So moving swiftly on, you run on the 13th of September in Brussels. What about downtime? What is the recuperation, your mind, your body? How long are you going to take off?
After the season? Probably like 4 weeks, maybe.
A whole 4 weeks. You're treating yourself, aren't you?
Oh, it's insane. I won't know what to do with myself. but yeah, I guess I also have to talk to my coach about that because it depends on what he wants. Because next season is going to be really long because Worlds isn't until the end of September. So he might have a different take on that on our off-season break because of that prolonged season next year. But hopefully I'll be able to go somewhere nice and sit on a beach and reset.
And so you're looking forward to it. Could you see your season starting in the indoor circuit and building through the Diamond Leagues, heading for the Worlds? Would that be
I did a couple of indoor races this year. He might have a different approach. My coach might have a different approach next year. But yeah, we haven't really spoke about 2025 yet. So that's definitely all to be planned soon, maybe closer to the season starting.
Closing to the season. Sounds like a plan anyway. We'll all be waiting for the World Championships in Tokyo in September anyway. Whatever yeah. else you decide to do in the middle, that is when we'll all be waiting to see what's happened.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we are most certainly looking forward to seeing you back in action, Rashida. Thanks so much again for joining us, with thanks to Allianz. And I know I can speak on behalf of Ruby, so we wish you all the very best going forward.
Thank you so much.